You know, if we don't have enough fun things to do here locally, they leave. So you take the money that is created here in Lake Trolls and go deposit it other places versus keeping it here locally, as well as if it's fun enough, maybe some other people come here. But it's just important from a quality of life standpoint that within reach, there's enough fun things to do, kind of makes it feel like home.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder, and we're excited to bring you another episode. We've got the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana, all the tools you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
Episode 78 loading for you. We're talking family-friendly activities in, you know what? I'm going to say it, the most family-friendly city in America.
Oh, wow.
It's 25. It doesn't matter if it's true. It's only matter if you believe it.
Is that how that works?
That's how this is going to be.
I'm going to say this. This is an extremely family friendly town.
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean I don't want anyone. Let's say you're a young person and you're looking for a night out or a different kind of setting. That doesn't exclusively mean we're for families either. I think sometimes people hear family friendly and they think that means like, oh, well, I'm not going to have a good time.
Exactly.
I'm a single adult.
And that's
or
not
whatever.
The case at
that's
all.
That's not the case at all.
We do just a good job of separating
we
it.
We just also happen to be really family friendly.
Sure.
If that's what you're looking for. So we talk all about it in today's episode.
Yep. But before we do that, let's grab a bite to eat. How about that? It's time for Envy Eats. This week we head to Fat Pat's. It's a bit of a regional chain. There's 6 total locations, but this is the only one here in Southwest Louisiana. Their tagline, never trust a skinny cook.
I always love that. I feel like there's some truth to it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're cook, I know a lot of chefs who are in great shape though. I got to give them that. But
it's
also,
probably because they try not to eat their own food because they
also,
understand.
But if they're you know taking part in their product, then you know must mean it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the one thing that kind of really stands out that they're kind of sprawling location there. It's got booth seating and bar seating and patio seating. There's the basketball games in the corner for kids to play, and there's also the whole patio area, which is really really nice. They kind of have some fake turf there to kind of feel like you're part of the game. There's TVs there, a golden tee video game. There's table games as well for people to play, like Jenga blocks there too.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of kind of, I don't know, tailgate feel to the patio area.
Super casual.
Yep.
And also family friendly.
Right.
Goes along with our theme here today.
Yeah, it's almost as if I chose this.
It's almost like it was on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
All that good atmosphere, though, combined with really good food.
Yeah, I agree. And let's start there with the appetizer. I really wanted to try some of the wings. So we got the lemon pepper wings for the table. Jill did not partake. She's not a big wing fan.
Not a wang fan.
So this part will be me just winging it. We went with the lemon pepper. It's a dry seasoning, really meaty wings, and there's a slight sweetness to the lemon pepper wings. There's some slight saltiness there too. You know, sweet, salty pairs really well. Really big kudos to how crispy the wings are. They had such a crunch when you were eating it, and they're not breaded. So that just shows you that they were fried to perfection. They weren't dry though. Overall, really good wings. I'm more of a saucy guy.
Yeah.
So I went with the dry wings, at the rest of the table's recommendation.
Yeah.
And it was good. I did. I really, really enjoyed it. I'd love to try a lot of their other flavors. The lemon pepper, though, very, very good.
It's always a classic, though, and people love that. I mean, everybody likes lemon pepper wings,
How do you not? I mean, it's the peppery. It just works.
Other than me. But that's just because I don't like wings. I like lemon pepper.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've made lemon pepper chicken and you've enjoyed it.
Yes,
so.
Very much so. So I got the Bay Burger, which I have, spoiler alert, gotten before. It's just so good. It's like, it's a classic. You'll see it big on the menu. It's got a little star beside it because it's clearly one of the favorites there at Fat Pat's. It's got a fried egg, bacon, cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickle comes on it, and Pat's sauce, which is their like signature, mysterious.
Their house
sauce,
as we talk about here. Everyone's got one.
Everyone's got one. This is theirs. So good. This is a giant beef patty, right?
a shout out. Nice, thick,
huge
patty.
Yeah.
But not too meaty that it like distracts from everything. It's perfect.
No.
Perfect
size.
It's
the perfect size, but it's that it's, I don't know how else to explain it, but when you're eating it, you're like, this is a real burger.
This is a burger.
You
gotta like make a burger.
I'm making a fist and my voice got deeper. It's a burger with like a capital B, you know? It really is. It's really good. Great patty on there. I love a fried egg. It just adds something to it.
Sure.
That not like it's missing, but it just adds that extra bit of goodness. The bacon, big thick cut of bacon, cheddar cheese, again, like a thick, real cheddar cheese.
Yep.
Not a cheese product, if you will. And the pat sauce is great on it. I got it with sweet potato fries, real soft, a little bit of salty. Of course, it's got the sweet flavor.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of their ranch, like a huge fan of their ranch. Fat Pats, if you want to give me the ranch recipe.
Ranch Watch.
This is one of them that's really, really good. So I just overall, though, a really good burger. And there's a reason why I keep getting it. And I will again.
Yeah. So I probably should have gotten something that's always on the menu, but it caught my eye. So I had to order the burger of the month. So they do rotate different burgers of the month. So this one will have to be back and probably needs to be put on the menu full time. I got the Hatch Chili Burger.
If Brady sees the words Hatch Chili, anything, he's going to get.
I saw someone comment on Facebook, this isn't New Mexico. Get it out of here. Sir, have you tried Hatch Chili Burgers? That's a ridiculous statement.
How dare that guy.
Oh, my goodness. It was incredible. So it's a beef patty, and they top it with Hatch chilies. They cook it in a garlic parmesan sauce.
Yeah.
Sauteed spinach, provolone cheese, and then a Hatch chili aioli. And it has so many different flavors that work in unison. It's like singing a beautiful hymn.
Oh.
The aioli's great.
Take me to church.
It's so flavorful. It's cheesy. There's some tanginess to it. The Hatch chilies really shine. Like if you've had a Hatch chili, it has a very distinct flavor.
Yeah.
And it pops out through there. A thick patty. You know, in a world of smash burgers, I feel like the original thick burger is kind of underappreciated.
Yeah. Well, that I don't know. It's just
all burgers are beautiful. By the way,
all burgers are beautiful.
But I think that. I love smash burgers, but I also have a soft spot for thick burgers. And
for a real burger.
And it works, man. It's now, the only drawback to this burger, it's a little messy. I have to kind of eat it with a fork and knife because it's so saucy, but man, it's so good.
I'm sorry. That is not a turnoff for me. When people say, oh, it's a little messy, I'm like, good.
Yeah. this burger needs to be on the menu full time. I'll say it. It needs to.
Well, hopefully Fat Pats is listening.
Also got the sweet potato fries. Love them. They're chewy. The edges were crispy. There's that slight sweetness. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of prefer maybe a sweet potato fry. This is something that I'm getting a little older.
Me too. I will be honest. I never ate a sweet potato fry until like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And now I am getting to where I prefer them.
In some instances, it's a definitely
And these
prefer.
Are very good.
Yeah.
These are very good. Big, thick cut of fry. Thick seems to be the theme here at Fat Pats, well, which makes it seems on brand.
Thick Pat.
Yeah. It's really good, though. I think everything on the menu, I think people walk away and they feel like that was a really good meal.
And they have a really good drink menu, too, obviously, if you're trying to have a libation and enjoy the game or the atmosphere.
Yeah.
They're really good, too. We've had those in our previous trips.
Yeah, and Fat Pats is in a great spot. It's just off Highway 14, which is just off the 210 loop through Lake Charles. So really convenient spot. Agreed. If you're out shopping and whatnot. It is it's just right there, so not far from anywhere.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Mike Castile, the Director of Community Services for the City of Lake Charles. He's a Southwest Louisiana native who's built a career in parks and community services, starting with the fitness programs at SPAR, leading recreation at Ward 3, and later managing major parish park projects and events like Christmas at the Courthouse. Now, as Lake Charles's Director of Community Services, he oversees everything from the lakefront, an event center, to cultural arts, parks, Mallard Golf Course, and special events. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Oh, happy to be here. that intro makes me sound very special.
Very important. Super important.
Because you are today. Oh, it's me.
Everyone is important on the playground.
That's right. You are a VIP here in Lake Charles. So,
well, I appreciate that.
First up, before we get to the topic at hand, we kind of want to know how you play in Louisiana's playground. So we've got some rapid fire questions for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go.
They're easy ones that you know the answer to.
I think so.
Okay, first up, crawfish or gumbo?
Crawfish.
Ooh, see, you knew the answer. Easy. There was a no delay.
And I love
there.
Gumbo. I love it at Buck's Corner. Sorry, yeah. Miss Melissa, but crawfish.
I did have it yesterday.
I was going to say, Bucks. Mike very much is a social butterfly. So the crawfish aspect
makes sense.
Is it the kind of the party atmosphere as much as it is the taste?
Yeah. The environment has to be equal to what you're eating.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Crawfish equals party.
It does.
So, yeah.
Fair.
Okay, next up, poolside or beachside?
Ooh, beachside.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Most men that come on the show don't go for the beach.
Okay.
Only because there's like an anti-sand thing happening.
And the funny thing is, I was probably leaning towards the pool thing, but being a dad, knowing my son likes the sand. So I'm like,
there you go.
I just want him playing in the sand at my feet while I'm just in the sun. So,
oh, yeah. You just won dad points. Good for you. Okay, last up, concert or comedy show?
Comedy show. When I listen to my music, I typically do it by myself. So if I sing, nobody hears me. and I guess the vibe of a concert is just, it's rarely ruckus. You know, everybody's all over the place. Comedy show, you sit there and laugh and enjoy yourself.
It's chill.
Yeah, it's a little more.
It's intimate.
And look, it's true. And I love people. I love being in the midst of it all. But sometimes it's just nice just to sit down and be entertained. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're telling a story. I love the way comedy kind of ties everything together. So let's get to the topic. Your department is really at the heart of finding and providing things to do for residents and for families, obviously. Can you begin by telling us about your role and then overall the philosophy for what you do?
Yeah. And I mean, you listed out the different divisions within the department, and I'm happy about that because anything that's front facing on the city side, it's pretty much falls under my department and my staff. So I love that. I still tell my staff and people that the title of the department says it all. Community services. We are designed to serve the community, whatever that looks like, however that works. So that kind of falls in line with my philosophy. How do we serve our community? So every time I bring someone in, I always finish off the interview process the same. You know, a lot of people have to, you know, they work their 40-hour shift wherever they're working. And if they want to do something good for the community, they have to add on volunteer hours, you know, after work, weekends, different things like that. Well, what we do every day, 40 to 60 hours a week, it is strictly for the community. So it's easy to kind of get geared up for that. So you got 80,000 people in Lake Charles, and every single day what we do or don't do can benefit them, which is our goal, or negatively impact them. So that's what drives us, constantly trying to find out how we can make our community better as a whole.
So being a family-friendly city is really important.
Very.
Not every city in Louisiana, not every big tourist destination is.
Yeah.
It's not always made for families. Why is that so important for Lake Charles?
Well, it's important because where we fit in Louisiana, like we're very community-based. We just got through talking about the crawfish thing. Like we are very close. Mm-hmm. What I loved about when I came to Magnese, like a lot of my friends from Texas said, you get invited to the house, somebody's house, and all of a sudden you become a cousin. Everybody's uncles, brothers.
Yep.
And they're really not, but we're related somehow. So it's really, it's part of like, it's ingrained in our culture that way. Yeah. The really important thing from an economic standpoint is that, you know, if we don't have enough fun things to do here locally, they leave. So you take the money that is created here in Lake Charles and go deposit it other places versus keeping it here locally, as well as if it's fun enough, maybe some other people come here. But it's just important from a quality of life standpoint that you know right within reach, there's enough fun things to do, kind of makes it feel like home.
Well, speaking of fun things to do, I kind of wanted this episode to be essentially a bit of a guide for people that want to, whether you're visiting or live here, for family-friendly activities, just a kind of across the board. Let's start with some of the maybe the free activities and spaces that you can really highlight here in the city.
Well, with two things. I'll start off with, since I came on board, we're trying to do a remastering of our parks system. And we have about 34 parks. So if the furthest you would be from one park to another is about 3 miles. Some are a mile from each other. So we have parks kind of scattered out throughout the city.
And some are themed.
That's right.
Right. That's something that's started.
That's right. So the goal is, at one time, I guess it made sense that every park would look similar. So there's nobody saying, hey, that's my park. But now I want to push towards, as some parks are coming of age and they need to be removed and replaced, that I do want to go towards a themed system. So if you could think about it, if somehow, you know, you got 52 weeks in a calendar year and 34 parks are uniquely themed, well, more than half of your year could be spent at our parks and still not get bored. So, and it also gives us a chance to take our park system and tie into our culture. So, you know, at Mary Bell Williams, we have a jet. Well, I mean, Chenault is a huge part of, you know, Southwest Louisiana. Well, I mean, a jet plane, plane equipment fits. We have a Western theme at College Oaks.
I was about to say, that's just around
the
corner.
We like the Western theme for sure. We bring our kids there.
Yeah, and if, like I said, it fits. We know Magny's is called the Cowboys for a reason. This used to be a prairie land where cattle drivers go back and forth. Well, this kind of fits right in with our culture.
Yeah, and in some of the parks that are more off the beaten path, if you will, being really picturesque. I mean, the first time I ever went to Riverside.
Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous.
I mean, I didn't even realize it was out there, right? And then we went on this long walk.
Pregnant.
Oh, I was 9 months pregnant.
Okay, question. Did you know how long it was before you took the path? Yes.
I did.
It keeps on going, doesn't it?
Brady did. I was nine months pregnant with our second. So we went on this walk, and about halfway to it,
you started having contractions.
Oh, I had been for a while, and then on the way back, I told Brady we need to go home and get food, and then we're going to the hospital. And I had a baby 12 hours later.
Nice. Shout out Riverside Park.
Shout out Riverside Park.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'll never forget that park holds this very special place, but it's so gorgeous there, and I feel like it's one of those places that people just, those hidden gems people forget about.
A lot of people think that for them to be able to see that type of nature, they need to get in their car and go about 45 minutes south of here, which is gorgeous to do so with the Creole Nature Trail. But right there on Riverside, from where we are on I-10 at Visit Lake Charles, you're less than 8 minutes away from nature that has not been, for the most part, has not been touched by man for over 300 years. Yeah. Like, you see the same vegetation, trees, and things of that nature that, and I mean, it's been there forever.
And it's like a secret park, too. Because you complete the, I don't know, what is it?
It's definitely very close to 3/4 mile.
Yeah, so almost a mile, and then it's like a new playground, and there's new, and it's like, you kind of like, you discovered it.
Well, and
you
look, know? That so adds to our playground.
Kind of like Christopher Columbus just discovering stuff.
That's right.
You feel like an explorer. That's why I also like Tooten Park, and in the back of Tooten Park, the big trail in the back.
It is.
Because we feel like it's, with the kids, we like to pretend we're somewhere really, you know, exotic or strange, and not just, you know, next door to Dairy Queen.
I mean, that's what.
But it is super convenient.
But actually, that's the cool thing.
To also get ice cream when you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the cool thing about Tooten Park is that it is a natural park for us, that you could literally go to Dairy Queen and then all of a sudden, you know, within 300 feet, you just get lost in the woods.
Yeah, I love that.
And I mean, we have different types of birds. We've got rabbits. We've got a lot of things in Tooten Park that you would typically wouldn't see smack dab in the middle of a city.
Yeah.
The other thing we were talking about, you know, theme parks, but our programming. You know, I got to give credit to both administrations under Mayor Hunter and under Mayor Simeon that they both are pushed for quality of life. So that makes my life so much easier that I can push for those things. So we, you know, challenged my team when I came on board in 2022 that they were hopeful just to say, can we get a program once a month? And I was more so, we're going to get a program once a week. I want to bring in partners, showcase different things that they do to kind of, one, you know, enlighten our youth. Like P66 with the STEM and, you know, SASO with Nature and Focus. Sometimes kids don't know what we have here, just right here in our community.
Fair.
But it's also just a way to have fun that's, I mean, relatively cheap, free.
Sure.
So as we stand, our Partners in Parks calendar pushes well over 60 programs. That's not even including our during the week where we have sign language classes or different things that are, you could just learn life skills. So I'm very excited about our program. We have a very robust programming system.
What are some of the, speaking of, which maybe some of the, this is where you can kind of mention some of those, some of these signature events, programs, or some of the festivals that really are mostly geared towards families?
Well, all our weekend programs at the parks are definitely geared towards families, and we try to range that to be, I mean, a lot of them are in that sweet spot between 4 and 10 years old, but we try to extend that to older age, but they're very family friendly. Our events are for everyone. So special events falls under the department. I have a great staff that runs it. So when you think of our family events, we have Downtown to Sundown, which just won. You know, shout out to Miss Peyton who runs that. Downtown to Sundown just it's a fantastic family event. And we try well, this year we did something a little different. We added some exhibits within Old sure. City Hall that kind of ties into mm-hmm. the music. So it was very special this year. What we do with Red, White, Blue, and You. It used to be just a 5:30 to 8 o'clock type thing. We move on. Now we made it an all day event with multiple partners from the beach to the amphitheater, all the way down to the First Federal, allowing us to throw our 3D mapping onto their building.
Yeah.
And then what's coming up, which is my favorite time of the year, which staff, they're happy, but it's a lot of work, but we're happy to do it, is our Light Up the Lake Christmas. Yeah. That was a huge thing for me. Christmas was thought of, but not as like, we didn't look at it as what it should be. At the city, a couple of years ago, it'd be the second Saturday of December. When I came, it was like, we're going to be the last Saturday of November so we can have all December to celebrate. And look, nothing against Saul or anybody else. Love them all. Love every one of them. But Latrobe should be first. So we get to kick off the Christmas holiday. So we have great, huge programs that are very family-oriented.
I do love the Christmas, the Light Up the Lake. It's so much fun. And bringing the kids out there and letting them go on the little train ride.
Yep.
And when the snow, I'm using air quotes.
The faux
snow is coming down. They have such an amazing time.
When I came on, we had a train. It was just ran by a little John Deere tractor. I said, yep. What if it looked like a train?
Yeah.
So we partnered with Custom Metal and got it fabbed up. And now it looks like a train. The snow, I was like, hey, I want to... find me a snow machine. So they're like, this is odd. But I mean, the kids love it. Lighting up Millennium Park.
Yeah.
I think that is huge. Like our park is lit up for Christmas. So, I can't be Disney World, but I can give a little bit of that magic here locally. Cause some people, we take it for granted that they don't get that opportunity.
Look, I feel like we touched a little bit on the parks, but just because you had mentioned it, I want to make sure that Millennium Park is highlighted. That is a really nice free park a lot of cities don't have that quality of park.
No, you're
especially
right.
Especially with the views.
You're right. I would say this, and I think this is a shout out to several administrations all the way down to current, is that our lakefront is one of the most valuable pieces of property in Lake Charles. If you were somewhat of a realtor and just wanted to take it all in the private sector and kind of consider what it could be, it's a high volume price tag could come off that. Well, we chose with our lakefront to put a park. So if you think about it, one of our most special, most priceless assets for the city, and we chose to dedicate that to children. And I think that just talks about the heart of Lake Charles and just our community as a whole. And no, how the playground, how it works, it is expansive. I mean, we push, and I'm pushing hard for Locke Park to be an accessible playground, but Locke is accessible to a certain degree. It does have ramps. It has zones. So when you build a really good park, you should have zones to where, a dad goes and, plays with his 5-year-old and doesn't feel like he's going to get ran over by a 15-year-old.
Exactly.
You should have a space for both, but they try not to cross paths too much because their play is different. Speed's mm-hmm. different. So you have the treehouse and you have the little play area, but also it has a lot of themes. We're talking about theme parks right now, but you have a pirate ship, you have an airplane, you have, like I said, a treehouse. You also have a lighthouse. I mean, Millennium Park was very well done.
And then adding on to that, the splash pad.
That's right.
Adding in this new element and having it right there in front of the amphitheater. I mean, it just connects everything, I think, really, really well.
It really does. And look, we have a plan to expand on it. zip lines.
Zip lines? You can't whisper zip lines.
So
that's exciting.
I'm only here for the zip line.
There. Okay. Look, the zip lines that I want. Look, everybody at City Hall is either laughing or cringing or both. but there are a type that you can have that they're railing system, so they're very safe. They're basically 2 feet off the ground, and you kind of work
just
your
hold
way
on.
Through.
Yeah.
But still, zip line.
I'm here for the zip line.
I know two children that would be very excited.
And look, I will say, look, I'm pushing for every one of them, but I'm like, I got a 5-year-old. I got to get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. I gotta get some stuff done.
I don't want a ribbon cut on it and he'd be too old. So like I gotta,
That's funny. So how do you, whenever you're looking into programming, coming up with the calendar for the year, how do you pick and choose these
things? First, what we do is we try to find partners. We want to be first off, good stewards of our taxpayer dollars. One, spending it. You know, this right. one thing to have tax dollars, you know, pulled from our community and not spending. So we're going to spend it. The other thing is having partners that come in that can help offset the how much it could cost. So we try to find partners and then highlight times of the year that's benefits to them. The other thing is we try to do different things to make sure that we highlight all our parks. So if we do something, you know, north, south, east, west, we make sure we juggle that throughout the matrix of our schedule, that every site gets highlighted frequently and at the same rotation. And then what makes sense to the year, you know, we do stuff on the beach during, you know, during summer.
Right.
We do things, you know, pumpkin chunking. We do that in the fall because pumpkins are available to us. So we do several things that are somewhat kind of fits within the season.
What is on the horizon that maybe excites you that, you know?
Other than the zip lines.
I was about to say, think zip line.
We have several different things that that are coming up. I would say, I mean, I'll go ahead. I brought up Lock Park. I think Lock Park excites me to a certain degree because that is one of the newest ones that we're going to re-envision how that park interacts. And then we're also building it from a standpoint of the Grandmaster, what if it's a phase-in approach. So not only is it going to be, you know, as much as we can, it be as accessible as possible for all types. But you take an older park that's probably, you know, pushing 100 years old, but we're going to re-envision how it connects to the city with walking paths and the cottage that's been sitting there kind of dormant. We're going to re-envision how that whole thing operates right there in the center of town. So that game plan, it's going to come to fruition soon at Lock, and that's just kind of, it'll go to all our parks. So I'm very excited about that.
That's great. And being right there in you know, downtown, the heart of it all.
Yeah. We've touched on nature with like Riverside and then what Millennium kind of looks over. But it's really just scratching the surface for what, you know, is still on the free train so far. I mean, all the things that we've talked about cost nothing to go and enjoy and bring your families to. And that really, I mean, mostly outside of supplies, is also our nature, whether you're fishing and crabbing. And how do you think that is a draw, or how big of a draw do you think that is for families as well? And beyond that, does the programming tie into that as often as it does as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's huge. It's huge for our city, our size. There are studies that are going out that show people at one time, like a generation, would do everything they could to get a job and rush to inner city like an Austin. Now they're starting to see a trend where people want to go to a place that has a really good downtown, but it's kind of sprawled into a nature where you're not stuck in a, you know, dense city. It's kind of
concrete
spread out.
Jungle.
Exactly. So like that's prime opportunity for a city like Charles, where we talked about go north, Riverside, you know, come over here to the lake. We have a gorgeous lake, nice beach. You have different things all over the place. And look, if you love golf, two things I love about our golf course. One, it's a fantastic golf course. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my staff out there. They're doing a great job. And we won best of again.
Well, so, Brady's there pretty often. So.
Oh, sorry. Maybe
I spent, you know, you know, what do they say? TLC, stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to. I feel like that's what, when I go there, I stick a lot, unfortunately, to a lot of the rivers and lakes that I'm used to. I need to stay more on the grass, but.
How did you find an opportunity in this podcast
to
fit. Quote
That's a good
waterfalls?
Fit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That is.
Who is that? I've never heard of them.
TLC.
I will That's say impressive. That is a very good tie.
I don't want no scrubs. All right.
But the golf course, even the golf course, how it sets up, you'll see, you know, different sides of the front nine, back nine.
Sure.
You'll see different, you know, I mean, we're called mallard, but you have different ducks. You have, you know, rabbits. Mm-hmm. I mean, that right there is tied up in the middle of you're playing golf in the middle of nature.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So, I mean, we have it everywhere.
If you're good, you might see some birdies and maybe an eagle or two.
Maybe not.
If you're good.
If you're playing with Brady.
You won't. You won't see those.
Where you're probably hitting from, you're probably finding field mice
out there
in in the tall grass.
Just I'm helping landscape is all I'm doing.
Yes,
we appreciate that.
Of course. And then, so in addition to those are just the city properties and stuff. Then you've got the Creole Nature Trail, right?
That's right.
So all of those things tie together to create, you know, a kind of a real perfect nature bow in addition to all of the parks and all that.
You're right. And that is the cool thing. I do value the fact that, you know, I love Lake Charles. I push Lake Charles. I want us to be number one. But as a whole, just Southwest Louisiana, we really do have a lot of great, great natural assets.
Do you get to take your kids crabbing, fishing? Have you taken them there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Same here.
Yeah.
Well, not with the little one.
Oh, she's as feisty as a crab.
You gotta watch
she'd
out.
She'd try to knuckle up with one.
Yeah. I mean, my little one's crossing wire lines, you know, with fishing yeah. poles. So, I mean,
yeah.
if anything, I catch a sunburn and a headache. But it's good times. It's good times.
It is a good time. In fact, wasn't that long ago that we took the kids fishing and we ended up right there at Port Wonder at the little dock. And that's where we ended up fishing from because it was just the right spot.
Yeah.
It's a good time. And yeah, all the things that the city's doing, along with you've got Port Wonder and Urban Air and Lake Erie Adventures and Game to Life and all those
in the
places.
Last 5 years, the businesses have caught up for that as well for family friendly activities. Yeah. Mentioning the ones that she's doing, like it really feels like there's a mission for Lake Charles to say we want families here.
Yes, we do. And look, the companies you mentioned, they really do take that as a priority, trying to I appreciate every one of them, and every one of them has been to a certain degree a partner with the city in free events. So they do take that seriously about not only getting their name out, but just having the community be tied and bound together for fun.
Yeah, you can do a little bit of everything here in Lake Charles with a family.
Thanks again to Mike for joining us here on the show, and the biggest thank you of all. You know who it goes to, Jill?
Does it go to the listener?
Yes, it does.
How did I know?
You know why?
Because they listened.
Yes. And so my ask is this. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or a review. We really, really appreciate it.
Yep. That helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences the Lake Charles and all of Southwest Louisiana has to offer. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Corder.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground and our playground, our play sets or whatever. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Sit to you.